You're listening to SBS News.
Sabia Mould and her son Haki are lucky. The four-year-old is able to attend St John's Early Childhood Service in Western Sydney twice a week, free of charge.
That's a kite.
Yes, good. A kite.
While Haki is playing with other children, his mother attends English classes.
Actually, he learned more than at home where they're playing and in a safe environment. And I can go to my English class and it's like a me time as well.
Sabia Mould and her family are asylum seekers from Malaysia. They've been in Australia for 5 years but are still on bridging visas waiting for their claim to be assessed. The temporary visas have to be renewed every few months, making it hard for her husband to find full-time work.
My husband working at the moment, but as he working as a casual, and yeah, it's like any job he do, so yeah.
The average cost of childcare is about $100 a day or $500 per week per child. To put that into perspective, the average rental price in Sydney is $530 a week, according to the latest Domain Rental Report. Asylum seekers are not eligible for government subsidies, which reduce the cost by up to 80% as they're not citizens or permanent residents.
It's a very, expensive for us, especially my family's not highest income.
This year, the childcare centre has joined a program to offer vacant spots to families on bridging visas for free. Emmanuel Ochesism's daughter is another beneficiary.
Sometimes when things appear to be absolutely difficult, you think our hopes has gone in terms of the childcare helps, resources. There are people set aside, people that has the mind, the heart to give peace.
The Department of Home Affairs told SBS News there are currently 33,000 permanent protection visa applicants or asylum seekers in Australia. But the actual number is likely to be much higher, as this figure does not include those who've applied for temporary protection or are contesting their application in court. But the Refugee Council of Australia's Paul Power is calling on the government to step in and help.
Certainly within the power of the federal government to address this. Not asking for anything above and beyond what other Australian residents and citizens receive.
The Department of Home Affairs says the federal government provides some welfare support to asylum seekers through its status resolution support services. This is typically paid at 89% of the current Newstart allowance, which equates to $38 a day for an asylum seeker with dependent children. Lucy Murray, SBS News.